This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week, we're looking back at the past decade and forward to the next one with some of our Marketplace reporters. And remember how I was just talking to Sabri about the trade war with China? Well, what's happened in China's economy over the last decade is a story all its own. And for that, I'll turn to our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak. She joins me from Shanghai for a look back and ahead. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, Kimberly.
So how has the Chinese economy changed over the past decade?
Oh, a lot, a lot. One big thing that I realized was I was in Beijing in 2006 to 2009. By the time I left, there were some cell phones. But when I returned in 2015, I suddenly couldn't live without a smartphone. If you go to a restaurant, if you're trying to book a taxi or even pay for a taxi or buy a vegetable from the lady off the street, you need mobile payment in Shanghai. You have worker attitudes changing drastically. They don't call it work-life balance, but there's certainly a resistance against the 12-hour workday, 6 days a week. The other thing is also national savings rate. It's still high, but certainly amongst young people, they are more willing to spend on credit. So mobile payment companies are offering lines of credit to them. And because of e-commerce platforms being right on your cell phone, they could just click a button and then they can get potato chips delivered in half an hour, or they can get the latest lipstick color. This is a new thing, getting things now and spending almost like how Americans do. So that's a massive change in China's economy.
And this kind of speaks to the growing middle class in China that's really emerged and become a powerful force in the last decade.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of them are willing to spend. So as the economy is slowing down, especially with exports, China used to be the factory floor for the world. Actually, more and more businesses are selling to Chinese consumers.
If you were to look back at when you lived in China the last time and your most recent tour now, what things are the same in the economy?
Well, for one, the internet to the outside world is still very restrictive. And if you have a major illness, you could still go bankrupt in China, even though there is a public health system and they have been strengthening it. The other thing is the unpredictability, I would say, of government rules and regulations. And this is one of the things that the trade negotiations between the U.S. and China also touch on, is that a lot of times it's not just foreign businesses, it's just any private businesses, they don't know when suddenly the officials change the rules. And sometimes they're not official either. They're unwritten. And who gets this information first? And how do they go about getting it? That's the major frustration for a lot of businesses here, not just foreign ones.
So looking ahead, what big trends are you predicting are going to shape the Chinese economy in 2020 and forward?
Well, I would never get into the business of prediction. And anyone who tells you that they know what's going on in China, absolutely, is you should run away from them, I would say. But what I will point out is that in 2008, after the financial crisis, China had implemented a huge economic stimulus of like $580 billion. At that time, I remember you had people, I think it just rained or something. So at a tree trunk, there had been a water that had collected at the bottom of this tree. And there were no less than six workers, I kid you not, shoveling the water out. because wages were really, really cheap. But now in 2019, with China's economy slowing down naturally, and then with the added pressure of the U.S.-China tariff war, wages have continued to go up. We're hearing from factories, manufacturers reporting 10 to 20% wage increases per year.
Wow.
So how the government is going to deal with this is going to be a focal point. And another thing would be in the year 2020, China plans to eradicate absolute poverty. So how is China going to do that? That's something I'm definitely interested to explore further in the new year.
Ambitious goals indeed. Marketplace China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thanks, Kimberly.